Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204.
You can...
You can also call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. To God be the glory. And our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. At this time, I would like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here, by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you place in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. If you would like to join us, please dial in 319-527-6204. You can also call in your prayer request at that same number. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. to know what he looks like. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. Praise be to God. What would Jesus do? Dear God, we want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to retreat to be equally impartial, whether faced with fortune or adversity. Please allow all that we do, that while we're on this earth, bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen. Amen and amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
All the praise belongs to you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you, I find all of the components of everything you have ever created. Your great imagination gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopard its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and the mountains rose. Praise be to God. You choose what color the sky would be and how the earth would fill itself, even bringing life through death as a seed dies before towering into a tree. I praise you for the greatness of your creative powers and ingenuity. I adore you for the fullness of your power, and I honor you for how you have made all things, even the miniature, work together to populate your great creation that we call Earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Sweet,
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message for this evening, which is entitled, God, Our Father. Praise be to God. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us that we would be called children of God. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Do you fully understand what it means to have a God as your Father? Understand, regardless of how your earthly dad treated you, the Lord God is greater, more loving, compassionate, wise, and powerful. And he is exactly what your soul longs for. You can see exactly the type of father God is to you by reading the gospel and discovering the character of Jesus. Jesus was always kind, caring, astute, and gracious. He healed all who came to him, ministering to their hearts as well as their ailments. He held little children tenderly and blessed them. He always had time for people, always invited them to join him, and always had wise counsel for them. Likewise, we know Jesus is sacrificial in his love for us. He died on the cross for you, so you could have a relationship with him forever. When you take a profound look at Jesus, you will form a genuine picture of who God is as your Father. So ask the Lord to help you understand how much he truly loves and cares for you. Certainly, he will reveal himself to you and be the father you need. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Lord, I want to fully understand what it means that you are my father. Teach me. I want to know and love you more. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Awesome. About it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Your voice is safe.
God, Elohim, you are the source of my life. Every breath I take, each morning that I awake, these are from you. the living God. Your life extends into mine, giving me the opportunity to experience my creation. Forgive me for the times I don't seem to value the life you have given me. Forgive me for making poor eating choices or not sleeping as much as I should. Forgive me for not treasuring and taking care of the gift of life you have given to me. You are the living God, and you are intimately involved in all that I do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here to conduct our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. And you can call in your prayer request at that same number. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music as much as I am. Amen. All to the glory of God.
Fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds.
Amen. Praise be to God. All to the glory of God. Jehovah, thank you for desiring to be close to me. Thank you for not only being high and lifted up, but always dwelling with the lowly and with those who are not of a high stature. Thank you for the goodness and depths of your heart, which pours out love time and again in my life. Thank you for your grace and patience, which you lovingly manifest even in the face of my many dismissals of you. I often walk in the midst of the beauty of your creation without giving you the praise and credit you deserve. Please accept my heart of gratitude right now for all you have made and for your desire to know me fully and to empower me to know you as well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread
sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the
living
word.
Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born,
but on a tree
you died to save
your man.
Jesus, Jesus, that's why we call you. Jehovah, thank you for desiring to be close to me, to know you and to be known by you. To experience the depths of this intimacy is my heart's greatest cry. Give me the capacity to love you deeply and to receive the love you have for me. Where my heart has become hardened or jaded, remind me of the purity of your love and gentle massage it open again. Where my mind has become too articulate, give me the gift of wonder at who you are and the works of your hand. Delight my soul with yours, word and with the fresh wind of your Holy Spirit. Slow my steps so that abiding with you becomes a way of life. Help me to honor you as King and to advance your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you.
Praise be to God. At this time, it is now time for our lesson for this evening. Our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. And we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Thank you. Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. And yourself?
I'm okay. I'll just say I'm blessed. I'm okay. I won't complain.
Okay.
Good. Got it all out there.
All right. I got
and
your message.
God bless you. I'm sorry. God bless you, Deaconess Valerie. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm doing okay. I just got in.
Okay.
Good evening. Welcome.
Over. Hi, good evening. Thank you. I might have to run out and get my father out of a cab. So I'll just be on mute for tonight, maybe.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, so we're going to open in prayer.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, it's once more and again. A few of your humble servants come together to say thank you. God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us in our ways, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day we've never seen before. We can't thank you enough, God, for your unconditional love, your grace and mercy, your compassion, your generosity, your favor, Father God, all of your benefits. And even if you never did another thing for me, I thank you for what you've done. You've done enough already. But God, I love you. We love you. We adore you. We can do nothing without you. So we just come together to say thank you. Forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Bless our families, bless our friends and our enemies too. Lord God, where the road is crooked, make it straight. Where it's straight, lead it, allow it to lead us directly to you. And for this, we'll be forever grateful. If anyone is in need of a healing, Lord God, do it, please. Whether it's mental, physical, financial, spiritual, relationally, whatever way that need is to be met, Father God, I know you're able. I know you can. And if it's in your will, I know you will. So, again, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. And, again, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. You're just so wonderful. You're so great. You're so awesome. Thank you, Father, for blessing us and keeping us. And all these blessings I ask in the matchless name of your Son, our Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue with our lesson, which is in chapter 43, talking about Christ as a prophet, a priest, and king. Does that say anything to you?
He came down to be all three. He came as a prophet, he came as a priest, and the king of all kings.
Amen, amen. So we're going to talk about section one, Christ as a prophet.
Mm.
The designation of Christ as prophet. Moses predicted that God would raise up a prophet like himself, Deuteronomy 18:15. whatever other fulfillment this may have had in the succession of Old Testament prophets, its ultimate fulfillment was by Jesus Christ, who was identified as that prophet, Acts 3:22 through 24. What does that mean to you, if anything?
Well, he came to fulfill the prophecy, to be our prophet, to be our priest, and to be our king. As priests, where we don't have to go to the priest anymore, we can go directly to the Father. And
okay, but hold it. Right now we're talking about prophets.
Prophet,
the designation,
yes,
of Christ as prophet.
Well, as a prophet, he came and preached the word of God and did, you know, different things like healing the sick, making the lame.
What you say? Wait. You said as a prophet, he came to preach the word of God.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what prophets do?
Well, prophets do. They tell you what's going to happen in the future or what happened.
Okay, but you said preach.
Yes. Well, didn't they preach back then?
But that's not what prophets are supposed to be doing.
Okay, so they tell what's going to happen in the future.
Right. Some may preach. But as a prophet, they not... You know, about that's what the priest does. So
mm-hmm.
we didn't get to that section yet. But as a prophet, he comes to foretell what his Father has told him is to be.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's what the prophet does. Not the priest,
Amen.
As you said. That's why I'm stopping you on that point.
Good. Thank you.
So, you're welcome. The ordinary people of Christ, they acknowledged him as a prophet so enthusiastically that the chief priests and Pharisees feared reprisals if they took any strong action against the Lord. We see that in Matthew 21:11-46, John 7:40-53. Further, the people called him Rabbi, John 1:38-3-2, not because he had been trained formally, but because they recognized the quality of his teaching. Do you remember what rabbi means?
Rabbi is a father, master, one of them.
None of them.
Rabbi.
That was not on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
What is rabbi? What is the definition of rabbi?
Is it a priest?
No.
Hello?
So if a rabbi is not... But isn't that what the Jewish rabbis are? Aren't they, supposed to be preachers? Well, not preachers, but preach the word of God in their synagogue.
What is the definition of rabbi?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out.
Don't look at it yet. I don't need you to go to the dictionary quite yet, okay? I want you to think first. Don't be so quick to go to your dictionary. What is a rabbi?
A Jewish leader?
A rabbi is a teacher. That's what they call a teacher, rabbi. And as the evangelist said, they had them preaching in the synagogue. In other words, they were teaching more so than preaching. They were teaching in the synagogue. All right? So a rabbi is a teacher.
Okay. Now, as you said that, I remember a phrase that Jesus had said to them why do you call me Rabbi? And he said, when he was saying teacher.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yes. As you said teacher, that sentence had came into my mind.
All right, good. And the rest of that sentence is, not because he had been trained formally, but because they recognized the quality of his teaching.
Mm.
All right, so they called him Rabbi, not because he was trained,
yes,
but because they realized that he had a certain something when he taught.
Right.
Unlike any of the other rabbis, any of the other rabbis, which were teachers. Right? So,
yes,
our Lord also claimed to be a prophet. We see that in Matthew 13:57 and Mark 6:4, Luke 4:24, 13:33, and John 4:44, who
mm-hmm.
came to do what prophets did, and this is what prophets do, is deliver God's message to man.
Right.
John 8:26, 12:49-50, 15:15, and 17:8. So let's go back to the scriptures that they specify. First, we're going to see that God would raise up a prophet like himself. We see that in Deuteronomy 18:15. Evangelist?
Okay. Deuteronomy 18:15 says, Moses continued, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your fellow Israelites. You must listen to him. Amen.
Amen. And it goes on to say, this is what you ask God, your God, for at Horeb on the day you were all gathered at the mountain and said, we can't hear anymore from God, our God. We can't stand seeing any more fire. We'll die.
Okay. Hallelujah.
This is what they asked for, a prophet.
Yep.
Amen. They didn't want to hear directly from God. They wanted someone to be an intervening person. So the next portion, next scripture rather, is coming from Acts 3:22-24. Deaconess Valerie, can you read that?
Okay. Acts 3:22. Okay. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days.
Amen.
Thank you. The next section is going to be Matthew 21:11-46. Evangelist. Matthew 21:11-46.
11 says, the crowd replied, if Jesus the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. The entire scripture. Okay, got it. And the crowd replied, "It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And 46 says, 45, they wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd, who considered Jesus to be a prophet. Mm-mm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What happened?
No, I was laughing at the people because they said that who wanted to consider Jesus as a prophet when he was more than a prophet. But anyway.
All right. All right.
Yes, some considered him not to be the Messiah. Oh, he was a great prophet, but no, he's not the Savior, they said. All right. So, Deaconess, you there?
Yes.
Okay, we're in John chapter 7, verse 40 through 53.
Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? The officers said, never man spoke like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, are ye all deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who know not the law are cursed. Nicodemus said unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, do our Lord judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet, and every man went into his own house.
Amen. So, amen. Did you get anything out of that?
Yeah, the scribes and Pharisees, they really hated Jesus. Those are the ones that crucified Jesus.
Why did they dislike him so much, do you think?
Because of the miracles, the power of God that he had on him. And these were Pharisees, were the rulers, and they envied this, the power that he had. And they're talking about just the things that he spoke and that, you know, movement and drew men unto him. So I think that's why it was envy and strife.
Okay. Thank you. Evangelist, what do you think?
Well, I think they disliked him because, like I said, the way that he speaks, and also they were worried about their own statue, whereas if the people start to follow Jesus, then they're going to be left out and the people wouldn't follow them, so they wouldn't have any authority anymore. You know, they would be just like regular commons, because they stand to gain, to lose a lot, because, you know, like when they walk the streets with their heads up high and the people bow to them. So all of that, they thought about, well, if this man comes and take over, then we're going to lose all of them worshiping from the people.
So that means people were worshiping them.
Yeah. Because if you read it, if, you know, like read between the lines that they be, what they're saying, the scripture, it means that, you know, the people worship them when they come out in the out of the synagogues, and the common folks, as they call them, they bow to them, like, you know, because they the Pharisees thought, they think they're royalty anyway. So yeah,
well,
they weren't
kings and queens like our Savior, but some of them were very rich. You know, they had money and stuff, land and property and all of that.
Yes.
But this is another point, and I'll read it. It says in 47, it says, the Pharisees said, are you carried away like the rest of the rabble? You don't see any of the leaders believing in him, do you? Or any from the Pharisees? It's only the crowd, ignorant of God's law, that is taken in by him and damned. So that's saying that they felt that the ones that believed in Jesus didn't know the Mosaic law.
Right.
So they weren't concerned about keeping the Mosaic law. They were following Jesus. And we know that with Jesus, he did away with the law. All right?
Yes.
We were, or we are no longer under the law. We're under grace. So
Amen.
It's not about the laws. And if you go by what he said with those two added commandments, which I added, I had asked you about before, do you remember what those two added commandments were?
Give me one. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Right. Okay. And to do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So if you do that, that does away. You're right. That does away with all those other laws, because you're going to treat everybody right. If you do to others what you want them to do to you and nothing less, you're not going to treat anybody wrong. You're not going to be this way, that way, not so nice. You know, you're going to be the proper follower of Jesus Christ. All right? You're going to do the right thing if you're doing unto others what you would have others do unto you. Because you don't want to be mistreated. And so you don't want to mistreat anybody else, right?
Right.
All right. So they were upset. The Pharisees were upset. And they said that these people that were following Jesus were ignorant of God's law. Right? No, they weren't ignorant. They might have known it. They might not have known it. But they were following the living law.
Right.
Which was Jesus, who had done away again with that law. There was no law as far as he was concerned, as long as you follow those commandments.
Amen.
Thank you.
That was
beautiful. So with John, the next one is John 1:38-32. Evangelist, would you read that, please?
Okay.
Talking about him as a rabbi. And we know a rabbi is what again?
Teacher.
Amen. Amen.
I said, I would never forget that.
Amen.
So,
John 1:38.
Yes. Jesus looked around and saw them following. "What do you want?" he asked them. And 3 and 2 says, "After dark, one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you." Amen.
All right. And I'd like to read 3 and 2, starting at 1, actually. It says, "There was a man of the Pharisee sect, Nicodemus, a prominent leader among the Jews. Late one night, he visited Jesus and said, 'Rabbi, we all know you're a teacher, straight from God. No one could do all the God-pointing, God-revealing acts you do if God weren't in it.'" Mm-hmm. So Nicodemus recognized the God in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He was about the only one.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But he recognized what in Jesus?
The God in him.
Hallelujah. He recognized the deity in Jesus. Nobody else liked him.
That's right.
So the next portion, thank you for that. Matthew 13:57. Deaconess Valerie, Matthew 13:57, and then Mark 6:4. And Evangelist, you're going to take Luke and John, all right?
Okay.
Evangelist, mute me. I'm going to get my father out the car. Mute
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. So Matthew 13:57, I'll read that one.
Okay.
13:57 says, well, my size is 53, but anyway. When Jesus finished telling these stories, he left there, returned to his hometown, and gave a lecture in the meeting house. He made a real hit, impressing everyone. "We had no idea he was this good," they said. "How did he get so wise? Get such ability?" But in the next breath, they were cutting him down. "We've known him since he was a kid. He's a carpenter's son. We know his mother Mary. We know his brothers James and Joseph, Simon and Judas. All his sisters live here. Who does he think he is? They got their noses all out of joint." Okay? So they're saying that because they were related to Jesus, they got their nose all stuck up in the air, thinking that they were something. All right?
Yep.
But and the next one.
You went up to
uh-huh.
to 57. But
57
still had more to go. It says, "And they were deeply offended and refused to believe in him. Then Jesus told them, 'A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among his own family.'" Yeah, even his family okay. didn't even believe in him.
Right. Didn't believe he was who he said he was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the next one is Mark 6.
Mm-hmm. Mark 6:4. I'll read that one.
Okay. And then,
unless you want to read it, you can read it.
Okay. Mark 6:4
says,
"Then Jesus told them, 'A prophet is honored everywhere except in his own hometown and among mm-hmm. his relatives and his own family.'" Amen.
What you just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it says, Jesus told them, "A prophet has little honor in his hometown, among his relatives, on the streets he played in as a child. Jesus wasn't able to do much of anything there. And where was he? Where was he?
Who?
Jesus.
He was in Nazareth.
Right, his hometown. Right?
He
had laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. That's all. That's all.
That's
he couldn't get over their stubbornness. He left and made a circuit of the other villages teaching. And this again is him as a rabbi. As he said, a prophet is without honor in his own hometown.
Absolutely.
So I don't have to say he didn't take that. You don't believe that I am who I say?
That's right.
No,
I don't believe it to you.
People who believe in me and want to be healed by me and, you know that I can do certain things because of my Father, and my Father's in me and I'm in the Father. Hey, I don't have to stay here. Like he said in another portion, if they don't receive you, shake off the dust and keep rolling. Right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's it. Now I want you to read Luke. Where we at, Mark?
Luke.
Read Luke 4 and 24.
Okay.
Luke 4 and 24.
24 says, Jesus speaking, but I tell you the truth, no prophet is accepted in his own hometown. Absolutely. No prophet.
That's what he says.
Yep.
He says it over and over again.
Yep.
And then we're going to look at 13 and 33, same Luke.
Okay, 13 and 33. Okay. Yes, today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must proceed on my way, for it would not do for a prophet of God to be killed except in Jerusalem. Amen.
And mine starts at 32 through 35. It says, Jesus said, tell that fox that I have no time for him right now. Today and tomorrow I'm busy cleaning out the demons and healing the sick. The third day I'm wrapping things up. Besides, it's not proper for a prophet to come to a bad end outside Jerusalem. So he's letting it be known. The Pharisees are saying certain things. Run here. Run for your life. And he's like, I don't have time for that. Tell him. I'm busy doing other things. I'm healing the sick. You know, I'm giving sight to the blind. I don't have time for that nonsense y'all talking about. So, okay. John 4 and 44. Read that, please.
Okay, John 44. He himself had said that a prophet is not honored in his own hometown. Amen.
Amen. I'll read 43 through 45. It says, after the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now, Jesus knew well from experience that a prophet is not respected in the place where he grew up. So when he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, but only because they were impressed with what he had done in Jerusalem during the Passover feast. Not that they really had a clue about who he was,
what he was up to.
So they saw what he had done or heard about it or whatever during the Passover, so they liked that. But they didn't know him. They didn't really know him for themselves. They just heard what he had done. So they didn't have a personal relationship with him. Okay, and then so now we're going to wind up with John 8 and 26 and 12, 49 through 50. John 8 and 26.
Okay. 26 says, I have much to say about you and much to condemn, but I won't, for I say only what I have heard from the one who sent me, and he is completely truthful. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. And the next one is 1249. What's that?
I said the only one that is truthful to him.
Yeah. Well, 1249 through 50.
Okay. I don't speak on my own authority. The Father who sent me has commanded me what to say and how to say it. And I know his commands lead to eternal life. So I say whatever the Father tells me to say. Amen.
Amen. And mine, thank you, 47 to 50. If anyone hears what I am saying and doesn't take it seriously, I don't reject him. I didn't come to reject the world. I came to save the world.
Amen.
But you need to know that whoever puts me off, refusing to take in what I am saying, is willfully choosing rejection.
Wow.
The word made flesh, that I have spoken and that I am. That word and no other is the last word. I'm not making any of this up on my own. The Father who sent me gave me orders, told me what to say and how to say it. And I know exactly what his command produces, real and eternal life. That's all I have to say.
That's
what the Father told me, I tell you.
All right,
I'm not speaking of my own. I'm telling you exactly what my Father said. Nothing more, nothing more. Only what he said. 15 and 15, and then 17 and 8, if you would.
Okay, 15.
Still in John.
I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. Ooh, can you imagine we went from slaves to friends?
Hallelujah.
Friends of
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. And I like to read Mark starts at 11. It says, I've told you these things for a purpose, that my joy might be your joy, and your joy wholly mature. This is my command. Love one another the way I loved you. This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. You are my friends when you do the things I command you. I'm no longer calling you servants, because servants don't understand what their master is thinking and planning. No, I've named you friends because I've let you in on everything I've heard from the Father. And they had a tight relationship, Father and Son.
Yes.
And Father. Amen. Mm. Everything he said, his Father had said it to him to tell the world of believers.
Absolutely.
The world of believers. And finally, 17 and 8 of John.
For I have passed on to them the message you gave me. They accepted it and know that I came from you, and they believe you sent me. Amen. Yes, they had no choice. I mean, come on. The proof is right there in your face.
Well, you know, some people don't believe iron, you know, will hurt you until they test it. A hot iron, I should say.
Yes.
Will hurt you unless you touch it.
Right.
So some of them have to touch things, you know,
yeah.
And even with
yeah.
Thomas, Doubting Thomas, he didn't believe, remember? He said, unless I can touch the nail prints in your hand and your feet and your, I will not believe. And
yes.
then what he did,
mm-hmm.
he believed. He believed.
Yes.
Amen.
Only because he touched.
Exactly. Exactly. Stop right here at B, the manner of Christ as a prophet. I know it's a 41 minutes too, but I'm going to ask you to take us out in prayer if you would be so kind.
Amen. Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for all that was said tonight. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for calling us friends instead of slaves. Thank you
yeah.
for all that you do, all that you're going to do, Lord God. Thank you again for life, for strength, health, and wisdom and understanding. Lord God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our bright minds to see a brand new day, Lord God, one that was not promised. We thank you for the opportunity to just continue reading your words and learning about you more and more each day to get close to you, Lord God. We thank you for providing us with all of our needs, Lord God, a roof over our heads, food on our tables, clothes on our backs, Lord God, because there are so many out there that do not have because they do not ask. Lord God, you said, ask anything in your name, we will receive it. So, Lord God, we ask that you touch those who need touching. Heal those who need healing, Lord God. Heal them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. And those who are in pain, Lord God, we ask that you touch them and just ease the pain, Lord God, just long enough for them to read your word, to study your word, to pray your word, to just meditate on what you have to say, Lord God. We thank you for the Son that you sent down to die on the cross for our sins, Lord God. We thank you for him rising up again that we may have eternal life through him, Lord God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for our neighbors. Thank you for our friends. Thank you for our enemies. Thank you for our families, and Lord God, we just thank you for everything, for the beautiful day that we could see your creation every time we open our eyes, Lord God. Thank you that we could hear. Thank you that we could see, that we could touch, Lord God, and that we could believe in you and you alone, Lord God. We thank you for everything. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Lord God, we thank you for our teacher tonight, for just opening up our minds to hear what you are saying to us, Lord God. Thank you for her, Lord God. Bless her in a mighty special way, Lord God. Continue to guide her in the way that you would have us to go, Lord God. And Lord God, we ask that you let all be your will. Not ours, but your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. We love you. We honor and adore you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
Back to dwell within us and to guide us in the way that you would have us to go. We honor, we love you, we praise you, we give you the glory. And, Lord God, we thank you for loving sinners like us. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, Lord God, present, past, and future, Lord God. Again, in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Thank you for that awesome prayer.
Oh,
thank
welcome.
You for that awesome prayer. Oh, to God be the glory. I receive all of that.
You and me
all
both.
Of that.
You and me both.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
And I just want to say, aside from the lesson, you did the recording the other night. Can you send that to me?
I did the what?
You did the recording at Savannah's.
I looked at it, but I didn't do the whole thing from beginning. I only had a few little short pieces in there. But I'll see if I can send it, because normally
Do you have WhatsApp?
No, I don't have that.
Okay, you can send it by WhatsApp, but the videos are going to be cut off because they have to be trimmed and all of that.
Yeah, I don't have that. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. I spoke with Rose, and she wanted it, so I sent her what I had. I just had, I think I had him singing two songs when he had changed into his tuxedo. And she was like, "That's all you got?" I said, "I told you, I just had a little bit."
Yeah, that's
so
what
I didn't tell her about you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't tell
her. No, but you know who have all of it?
No.
What's her name? Not the one that was sitting there next to Nene.
Sharon?
No, not Sharon. The other lady.
Nadine?
No, the one that was sitting across from you with the
Oh, I don't know her. I don't know her.
Yeah. Because she put
Who
it
was
out
that?
She put it out on Facebook, and I...
I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on that.
Oh, so
Who was
that's
that?
Where, that's where I saw it. I'm trying to find out what's her name. You know how you know people's
names. But I was
going to
ask you. I never saw her before, and I was going to ask you who she is.
Oh, yeah. She used to sing with us when we was at Tremont. And Castle Hill. She was one of the singers.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, I had never seen her before, but I didn't get to ask her.
That's why you wouldn't have known her.
Yeah, I never saw her before. But anyway, it's okay. Like I said, I saw Rose today when I went to early voting. We spoke yesterday. I had called her to let her know that I was there. And she wanted, you know, to know if I had taped anything. I said, yeah, but it wasn't that much. So I sent it to her by WhatsApp.
I was the same thing as you. I just only taped those one or two songs.
That's all you said? I'm like, that's all you got? So I told you I didn't want to tape the whole show. I mean, I'd have been missing the show trying to tape, you know. Right. So I just taped what I
said. That eats up a lot of your gigabytes.
I know.
So that's why I just only take that part where he was singing Teddy Pendergrass, and
right.
I think that's the only one I taped.
Yeah,
and
that's the part I had taped. Two songs, but that's okay.
Exactly.
It's all right. I wanted to surprise her, and I'm glad I didn't tell her that I could get it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I didn't. Definitely did not.
You didn't get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So I have to. You're gonna send that check back to me.
Yes.
And I didn't know it had to go through House of Manasseh.
Yes,
because
that's the main church, because that's where all the you know, goes to.
Yeah, the finances. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Because I sent you a check before.
But you had Manasseh on it.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that. Otherwise, I'd have sent this one. Otherwise, I'd have sent this one the same way. I didn't realize I had that.
Yeah, that's why we make the announcements every, well, Jake makes the announcement that too, if you're going to.
I understand all of that, but I thought I had sent it that same way before. And I started to just put cash on it, but I said, no, let me put, you know, something. And if I had put cash, you could have kept it. You could have deposited it.
Yeah, but see, Capital One is so funny. They don't want you to, if it's a business, because what we have is a business account. And they don't want no abbreviations or anything, because a lot of times I had to send mother back the checks because she abbreviated House of the, you know. So they want you to write the whole. Yes. They want you to write out the whole name.
If I had put cash on it, they could have taken it.
No.
Even no?
You put that, no. It has to have the company's name on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Chase or anybody else, they probably would have took it. But Capital One is very funny when it comes to their business accounts.
I understand. They don't want any problems.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't blame them. No. Can't blame him.
No, I don't.
Uh-uh.
But you know, it's like, oh man. Then you gotta take it and you gotta mail it back. So I will. If I don't mail it out tomorrow, I'll mail it out on Thursday, because tomorrow morning.
Okay, when you get a moment, and then I'll replace it.
Okay.
I'll send it back. I wish you could cross it off and write, you know, but I know you can't.
Oh, no, they definitely wouldn't take it then.
I know, right?
Very like,
white it out,
you
do it. I know they would not take that. I know. Oh, I should have left a blank because I thought about leaving a blank, too.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, that's Val did. She sent the money on
left the blank,
and they wouldn't accept it. So I had to send it back.
I think she meant for you to fill it in.
She did, but it's two different handwriting.
Oh, they wouldn't take it with two different writings on it either?
I tell you, this bank is very funny when it comes to depositing checks and money orders and stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, I can't blame them because they don't want to lose a penny.
Yeah, it's a lot of fraudulent stuff going on, so
that
I can't
is true
blame
too.
Them.
Yeah, especially they got worse in the pandemic. They got more stricter.
Scams and schemers out there.
Absolutely.
So, wow. I should tell you to just throw it away. Don't, you know, cut it up or whatever.
I can shred it if you want me to.
Yeah, shred it. Don't try to send it back. Shred it, and I will replace it, all right?
Okay, no problem.
Just shred it.
Mm-hmm. That's for the retreat, right?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I put Daughters of Divinity in the info.
Yes, I saw that part. Yeah. Yeah. Just remember the next one, House of Vanessa.
Yeah. I don't pay any attention to that, really.
I
heard it, but I didn't, you know, didn't think
I do the same thing. Because sometimes I have it in my brain, this one, you know, HOL.
Mhm. Mhm.
But knowing that the other one is the main, this one is the sister.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The subsidiary of it. So.
Yes.
All
exactly.
Right, so.
Okay.
Sorry for the inconvenience. I will try to get it out to you. I guess before the week is out.
Well, whenever you send it, it's not like I'm going anywhere.
No, I just want it to be done. So just make it out to House of Manessa, that's enough?
Yeah, no. House of Manessa Christian Ministry.
Oh, all of that?
Yes, ma'am. Write it small.
Got to put all that on.
Yes,
House of Vanessa Christian Ministry Incorporated.
Yes.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you. And I appreciate my birthday. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Very welcome. I just didn't get it to you on time, but I'm glad, you know, you got it.
Listen, anytime it's on time. I love that.
Okay,
anytime
okay.
is on time.
Wonderful. Enjoy it.
Okay,
how's
Chico?
Chico
is fine. Tomorrow he goes to get his last shot.
Okay.
So he's going to be a bit cranky.
Okay. That's your phone?
No, that's somebody passing by in the hallway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I have the ring on my door. So every time somebody
okay.
passes
oh.
by, it rings. It's like a
oh,
phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To let
you
know.
They hear you.
Yes.
Yeah, near your place.
Yes.
All right. So, I guess we're in now if you're ready, right? 3 minutes.
Oh, I'll just play a song on out.
Okay. All right. Love you.
You.
It was good.
Have a good evening. Shalom.
Good evening. Shalom. Love you so much. And kisses and blessings.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I respect them.
Likewise.
Amen.
Love you. Talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Shalom.
Good night, everybody.
All the honor. Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.